to catch an eye. She turned me on just by her stare, with her high heels clacking up the stairs. Then the body so fit of what she wear, and if I take her home, I might just marry her.
Welcome back to Creative Antics, and today I have a special guest. I have Rozzy all the way in the warm state.
Yo, yo, yo.
Florida. Say what's up, Rozzy.
What's up? What's up? How's it going?
How you been, Rozzy, man? You moved out to Florida, you know, living it up.
Honestly, I'm living my best life. I love it here.
If y'all didn't know, she's from Alaska. She got away.
Yep. Oh, I moved all the way to the other side of the United States.
And you know what's crazy?
What's up?
If you said that, though, you were like, I think I'm going to love it.
Yeah. And I love it. It's awesome. Like, I've met so many, like, cool people just at my apartment complex. Cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, it's very diverse.
Right.
There's a lot of people, like, around our age and, you know, families and older people, and everybody's cool. Like, there's always something going on down there, like barbecues and, you know, different, you know, just a whole bunch of different things going on. It's cool.
Like, jeez. Yeah. So, you moved, like, when was it?
I moved at the end of March. I got here in April, yeah.
I remember you hit me with it, because we were like, man, if y'all don't know, me and Rozzy, like, as soon as I met Rozzy, she was like, do you want to work? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
We hit it ever since.
Yeah, we were chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, like quick,
because you were with the I'm moving.
Yeah, I know, it was crazy. Like, I mean, it was fast for me too, though, because you know, it came up on like a Wednesday, kind of started talking about on a Thursday. I mentioned it at work a little bit.
Yeah,
by Monday, my boss was like, well, you know, do you want it? You know, tell us now, pretty much. And I legit had to make a decision like that day. Am I gonna do it? Yes, no. Like,
yeah. But, yeah.
Like, so for everybody else that was tripping, like, hey, I'm moving, I was tripping first because I'm like, yo, it was so fast. Like, you know,
they gave
you
a small time to, like,
yes,
man. But that's good that you're doing good. You know, you came back for your birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
That was great.
That was nice. Yeah, that was a good time.
So, work, what you been up to?
Oh man. I've been, you know, I got to get to work on my music. I took a good break.
Uh-huh.
You know, getting settled in and stuff, and lately I've been picking out beats.
Oh,
picking out beats. So, I've been picking out beats, but before that, I just been literally working, going to work. Mm-hmm. Chilling by the pool, went to the beach a few times, you know, checked out the areas around here. Like I said, met a lot of cool people around here, and honestly, a couple of friends that they're gonna be friends for life. Like, that's how, like,
that's
awesome.
Really good.
Yeah, like, you know, just learning the area, doing different things. I mean, I already had some friends that were from Alaska that lived down here, so got to, like, you know, get to meet up with them and hang out, and they've taken us out, and already had, like, some cool work functions. Like, they threw a happy hour for us on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was awesome.
That's really good.
You know, it's a good time to get closer to the people at work.
Yeah.
More, you know, more than just, you know, for work situations.
Exactly. So
that was, you know, yeah, like, honestly, just soaking up the sun, really.
You were tan when you came back.
Oh man, I'm even more tan than I think when I came up there.
Wow.
I'm just like,
good.
Yeah, this is just gonna be my color now.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good now.
I look like I already just live here.
You are a resident of Florida now.
You know, honestly, I have not changed. I haven't changed my ID yet.
Oh, really?
I still have an Alaska's driver's license.
That's
license.
What you even would have to, like, do you know?
You're supposed to 30 days after you get down here.
You are overdue.
I'm having a hard time partying with it. So.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why. I guess I do know why. It's just, it's home. It's Alaska.
Yeah. This is true.
It's crazy. It just, you know, every day, like, it's cool though. Every day, because I have a nice balcony overlooking the lake. And you can see the pool in the distance. Like every day, I'm like, "Wow, I can't believe I actually moved," and I really love it because I was a little nervous that.
Of course.
You know, yeah. I was nervous. I was like, "I might not. You know, what if I don't like it?" And I'm so far away from everybody. You know, but like, and I think a lot of people think like if you get older and it's like they. You know, think it's harder to make friends, but man, it's not hard to make friends.
You just
here.
Have to know how to talk to people.
Willing
to talk to people. If you're not willing to talk to anybody, well, that's your problem right there.
Yes, yes. It's so easy to talk to people here, though. Like everybody's.
Yeah, you're in the sunny state. Like who was like honestly who was mad there?
Yes, that's so true.
I've never met a mad person. I mean, somebody can like be like, yeah, no, I've came across. But anytime I've been to Florida.
Yeah.
Everybody is so chipper. It's so nice.
Yep.
It's really the sun rays.
It is. Because that's the sad thing about, you know, I guess you guys had a pretty warm summer so far. But...
Yeah, oh my goodness. But I can't say I'm happy about it. Like, this is like, I mean, I'm happy because you already know I did not do well. As soon as I got here, and that cold. I was loving it, but this is hot. But now it's like raining, you know, it's in that. About to get cold stage. So.
Is it already at that point? Oh yeah, it's the end of July. You know what? Coming down here, I don't even know what month it is.
You know what? You know, you ain't got to deal with these problems.
I was just like, I don't even know what month it is. It's nice. I love it. I love walking out in the morning. It's warm. It's not cold. Normally, you know, you guys had that crazy 80 degrees. You've been having that warm weather, so it's probably kind of warm in the morning.
Honestly, it's warmer in the morning, and then you know, warmer throughout the day. It's definitely like 35 in the morning. Now it's more like 60 in the morning, and then throughout the day, it stays the same or gets warmer.
Because mm-hmm. I mean, a normal Alaskan summer. Morning, it would be a little chilly, you know, for me. But I guess it's different now. But I'm loving, like, I love getting up in the morning and it's sunny and walking out and it's warm. The thing that gets me down here, though, is the dang air conditioning is freezing everywhere. A lot of places they have the air conditioning on blast, so it's cold, but I love it. I miss my family and friends in Alaska, but
that's all a good thing. You can always, you know, come back and leave again.
Yep. And not only that, people like this is a good place to come and vacation.
I'm coming.
Yeah, y'all better come. Like I've been waiting. I've already been down here for like, you know, 4 months. What is it? April, May, June.
Yeah.
4 months.
I've been talking about it. I think it's going to be either a birthday thing or, we're going to figure it out. It's probably going to be a birthday thing.
Yeah.
But, totally. So let's run it back to how, if you don't know who Rozzy is, go ahead and tell them who you are as an artist. If they do not know
Rozzy. Yeah. Well, I mean, shoot. I do music. I can't even, like, you know, I think about it too. Like, what I want to say, you know, I'm a rapper.
I think artist is what you are.
Yeah, because
you can't, like, separate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, rapper anything.
I've done a bunch of, you know, different songs, and I don't think you would consider some of them rap music, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Artist. I'm lost for a second. Okay, yeah. I'm just trying to think. I've been in chill mode. Work, chill mode. Work, chill mode. I haven't done music. I kind of took a little break. So I'm legit. So I'm like, wait, am I still an artist? It's been a minute.
When you start to do something again, you're like, wait a minute. Like,
yeah. I need to start, like, you know, networking around here. I met a couple DJs, met some rappers, met some people that do videos. So, yeah, I gotta, you know, I'm out of the, let me get out of this, like, it's always gonna be summer, so I don't need to always be chilling. But yeah. I wanted to get into it. I wanted to get used to the area and have a little fun.
Of course.
So now it's time to, you know, get back to work and you know, start trying to do shows. And
I feel like you're one of the perfect places too to just, you know, go do that.
Yeah, I mean, it is like, I've already, there's just so many people, so many creative minds down here. Not saying that Alaska don't have creative minds, but there's just a lot more. And
yeah, I expect that.
Yeah, know? it's just larger and different. So it's time. I'm already starting to get back in the mode. Like I said, I've been picking out beats and pulling up old stuff that I started and never finished. And yeah, get in that. I got to find a home studio down here.
Yeah.
You know, because I was like, man, it's so hard because I miss money. I miss his studio. Shoestring Studios. Yeah.
Yep.
I was like, you know, I'm going to fly him down here. I'm going to fly him down here to do some work. I know. So
that would be a whole vibe right there. Like, you already know how money is. That's going to be dope right there.
I mean, it's going to be lit. Like, I already got, you know, songs that I still haven't done videos for.
Y'all don't know Rosie, oh my goodness, Rosie be sitting on stuff, man.
Yeah, I got some good summer stuff, good like summer stuff that'd be perfect to shoot down here. So, you know, and then again like creating some new stuff,
right?
Like, there's a lot of inspiration, and I just, like I said, I got to get out of that. All right, I had to get moved in, settled in, figure out the area, you know, figure out, you know, grocery stores and, like, you know, all the new stuff. Start pretty much from the bottom again and figure it out. And I got that all down. So it's time to, like, all right, let me do this. But I've been also, I'm teaching myself how to play guitar right now. So I've been doing that. Like, I'm working on it. I hear you got to get the calluses. So I got a couple calluses coming in.
Oh, yeah. Fingertips hard.
Yep. So I'm working on that. So, I mean, I didn't, like, completely just, like, whatever.
Passion. Yeah. Y'all don't know that song, Passion?
Mm-hmm. Passion. Petrified.
Yeah, I find myself listening to Petrified in the car.
Yes. And wondering why this ain't on the radio. Why the video, even, why isn't it, like, being played?
Exactly. I don't even know why people, like, you know what's crazy,
slept
people
on
don't
it
know
man.
The whole thing behind the video, like,
yeah,
people just knew, like, the fun we had that night doing that video. Like,
that was the funnest.
Even know the behind the scenes stuff sometimes, because that was not even planned.
No.
Were just like, we're going to do this. And,
yeah.
You know,
I mean, I think you came in with a plan, but it just, we all just, it just kind of like, it didn't even, I don't even think we did the plan, did we?
Actually, we did like a little bit of the plan. And then once everybody's ideas sparked, it was like, boom. I was like, oh yeah, we could actually, you know, do this and that.
Yeah,
and it still turned out good.
Yeah, and nobody acted either. That was real. It was
real. Y'all look at that video. All of them act that way.
Yes. That's how we, you know, one. You know what? Honestly, I feel like when I get a music video together, it's gonna be lit.
Yeah,
it's gonna be lit. The party's gonna be lit. The people are gonna be lit. It's gonna be fun.
Right.
So, like, when I shoot more music videos, you want to be in my music videos, man? You're missing out. I'm not trying to be, like, cocky or anything either. I legit have fun, and I know that everybody that has ever went to a video shoot for me, they have fun.
Especially the ones I've been with you, like,
yes,
it's always been, like, I've never left and been like, oh, that was terrible. I've always been like, yo, I can't wait to do another video with Rosie. Like, yeah. It's not even sometimes, it's not even just doing the video. It's just like when you're around a group of people,
yep.
good vibes, you're just like, oh shit, we were doing a music video. Okay, now, like, what we do, it's still a good vibe.
Yeah.
I love it. So, if you have, okay, some people don't even know how we met. So, I'm going to tell my part of the story right now.
Okay.
So, I moved up here, what, August of last year, August, September-ish. And, y'all, I have not been, I did, like, one music video before I got it. I was not serious about doing music videos. But then I was like, I feel like I'm going to have a lot of time on my hands from what everybody said, moving to Alaska. So, I was like, let me hit up some people. I'm going to get back into my graphic design and, you know, making music videos and stuff. And I saw Rosie on Instagram. And I was like, oh, shit, like, she's already, like, a rapper, man. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I should hit her up. Like, she already established. She might be like, who are you?
Oh, snap. Nah. And the thing is that, like, man, I don't want to come off like that. That's...
Oh, no, you didn't. That was me just, like, being insecure as hell and being, like, an introvert and, you know,
yeah.
not knowing things. And then, like, when I met, as soon as I talked to Rosie, she was just like, yeah, no, like, we're going to do that. Let's do it. And I was like, oh, wow, this is happening. Like, this is really going to happen. And then, like, she came over, we talked, she showed us around, you know, Anchorage, you know, and Alaska and all that. And then it was like, boom, we're going to do this, this, and this. And it wasn't like, you know how some people say they're going to do something and, like, don't yeah. do it. Like,
oh, yeah.
When you told me we're going to work, it was like, no. Nah. Yeah.
We're working. Yeah. Like, no, you came in at such a good time, too. Yeah. Like, you hit me up at a really good time because I think the year prior, it was already a year that I hadn't put anything out.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
That was like the first year, and I think I've been doing this for like, when did I put? Well, the past like 5 years, I've been doing it, and I've been putting music out every year. Every year, I've been putting something out, and I just had a rough year. I was just going through a lot, and so I didn't really put anything out.
Right.
And I was just really itching, you know. I was like, man, I need to do something. And I was like being really hard on myself to have, like, yo, I need to do something. I have, you know, I got music I still haven't recorded, music I've recorded and not done anything with, and, you know, I was like, I need it. And then you right. hit me up, and I was like, yo, yeah, let's do this. Like, I was excited. I was like, cool. I love it when people do that. Like I said, like, I was like, dang, I hope I for real come off like that. But I mean, shoot, if you think like that, there are other people that probably think like that. And possibly, because, like, I don't want people to think that. Like,
I don't feel like people see you, like, no, yeah. I mean, you know me now. Like, we've talked
yeah.
a good bit. So,
yeah,
me,
yeah.
me, honestly, just being like, you already know how I am. I'll be like, you have to even tell me, like, no, do that shit.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, I feel that. But, I mean, it's just like, you know, I just want to say, if anybody, you know, I mean, people listen to this podcast, like, yo, like, reach out. Like,
yeah.
if you want to work with me, like, I'm not like that. I'm not going to, like, shut you down. Like, the only time I'm going to shut people down is if you're rude. If you're Definitely. Just, you know, just a punk or something like that. That's the only time. But I'm always willing to work with, like, any artist, any, you know, filmmaker. Just, like, I'm always down to do something. If it has to do with music, I'm always down. Or anything that's, like, you know, entertainment-wise. I'm down.
I understand that. I mean, that's how it's been out here. Like, I feel like you were, like, the first person to, like, give me a chance to do stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, we've talked about this before. You know, when two people work good together, it just, like, flows. Like,
yeah. You want to keep working.
Yeah. It's like you don't always even have to. Like, we've came up with plenty of plans. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when we got there, we were like, we thought it was going to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. And we just, like, we just rolled with it. And I feel like as being creative, like, you have to do that.
Yeah. Anything.
Yeah, you got
anything can happen.
Anything. And you can't just be like, you know, oh, dang, this didn't work. So now we can't do this at all because this fell through. We've like always been like, no, we can just do this over here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
in Alaska,
good.
helped a lot, because you were just like, no, we can just do this over here if we can't get to this spot.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't know.
It's just fun. I love, you know, I love music. I love all of music. I love the whole process of making it, you know, of writing it. I mean, yeah. Finding the beat, writing it, you know, going, recording it, mixing it. Like, I love the whole process. And then, you know, bringing in a music video, bringing it to life, like,
yeah,
the whole process is so much fun. So it's like, you know, when you get to bring it to life at the end with that music video, it's just like, man.
Yeah.
Like, we did this. Like, we put this together.
I can't, y'all. I already told y'all before, I can't make music. I don't even know if I can. I just be saying I can't.
You might as well try it.
I know, right? You know what? Like, maybe one day. But, you know, those who can, like, money, man.
Yeah.
Like, you.
Jack of all trades, man. He can do everything.
And is talented. Yeah. And when I'm in there just watching y'all do y'all's thing, like the other side of like mm-hmm. the whole music aspect,
yeah,
you guys in there doing that, I'm always like, wow. And I'm like, and I gotta make a music video after this, like, oh.
It's so cool. I just love everything about it, like the whole thing, like the studio session with money. Like, I enjoy my time there, like every time, the whole time. And it's just, you know, this is what doing that is what I want to wake up every morning and go, yeah. Like, I want to wake up every morning and go to the studio. I want to wake up every, you know, every day and, like, you know, we're shooting a music video here or there. Like, you know, that's that what I want to do.
Honestly, that would be a lot. That's what, like, when I wake up in the morning, honestly, you know, I have a lot of things on my plate. Some things I don't even talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's what I want to wake up and do. Like, I want to go to my own photography studio or whatever the case is.
Yes.
And have artists be like, I want to have already that circle of artists. You know how people just hang out together?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, like, you don't always have to be like that, but that would be great. Like,
yes.
A vibe. Like, the group is a vibe. So
yep.
When you see us, you're like, oh, yo, you work with so-and-so. And then it's yep. like that. And I feel like that's a great thing because everybody can contribute something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, shoot, you're like, that's what I'm saying, like, you and I, like this is, I feel like this is gonna be a lifelong friendship, so we're always gonna be working, like,
yeah,
wherever, you know who knows, we're gonna be traveling to different countries and stuff, doing work in different countries, doing, like, I mean I'm still a dreamer, I still dream. I'm not giving up on something. I don't care if it, you know, whatever it does, I love doing it.
Yeah.
I love doing it. I love having fun. That's, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's my passion. It's my passion. Straight up.
So. That's, and when you, like, I feel like you can't, I feel like there's no giving up a passion. I mean, some people might, but I feel like that's one of those things, like, you wake up in the morning and it's like this thing inside of you that, like, can't be burned out. Like,
yep.
You can't throw water on it. You can't throw anything on it to, you know, make you go out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't do anything about it. Like, and I feel like that's what you have to do in life. Like, if you have something burning inside of you,
you
just need to do it. Because you don't, like, I mean, honest to say, you don't know how long you're going to be here. So
exactly.
I would rather, like, go out of this world or people to know me as, yo, she did that.
Yeah.
She was, like, doing her thing. Like, she was happy about it. Like, I just... If I go out, I want to be out happy.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know, too, you gotta, it's like doing it for the, like, the right reasons too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Doing it for the right reasons. And I, you know, first of all, I love it. It's my passion. And then it's just so much fun. Like, why not? You know? Why? And it's, I feel like it's a strength of mine. So
yeah,
you're supposed to keep, you know, building up, focus on your strengths. Like, why not? That's so
definitely you are on it. So other than, you know, you lived it up, music, so I'm not gonna put a time limit on you,
mm-hmm.
or anything.
Yeah. But,
so if you are working on new music, when do you think, you know, you're gonna be out with some new stuff.
Oh, man. you know, I should probably put a date on it for myself.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm thinking. I don't really know for the people.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, because, like, man, I just been enjoying myself, you know,
that's good, though.
Getting a real summer. So I guess, like, getting used to my new home. So, I mean, like I said, I've been picking out beats, honestly, within the last few days. I've picked out a lot of them. So it's just me sitting down and actually working on them.
Right.
The next few days, I have a lot of work at my job.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much I'm going to be getting done in the next week. But right. I've already picked out some cool beats and, you know, something's going to be cooking up here soon. I looked up a few studios around here. I haven't checked them out yet, but, you know, I'm going to obviously have to, you know, test the waters and see, you know, are we vibing with each other or what?
That's the main thing right there. If you're not catching a vibe, and honestly, I think you can catch a vibe very quickly with people. I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like, oh, I don't know. You sound sketchy, man.
That's true. No, I mean, for the most part, yeah. Like, you just, you know, sometimes you just know, like, yo,
yeah.
Like, we're gonna, you know, this is gonna be a good relationship, you know, this is gonna be, you know, this is gonna be it. So, I don't know how many studios I'm gonna have to check out until I find the right one, but,
yeah,
you know, hopefully, it's part of the process.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's part of the process, but, you know, I believe God will lead me in the right direction, so.
Always.
Yeah.
He will bring you people that you need. He will, believe me, it'll be the people that you think that don't need to be there. You're like, wait, no, like, I need this person. But you're like, no, you need this person.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen.
That's so true. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, you got to come down. You got to come down and make, you know, probably do some videos and stuff down here. Like, I still got a stash of music that I need to make videos for.
I know. We used to sit in Melissa's house and you'd be like, yeah, I got this and I got this. I just used to look at you like, come on, let's do this.
Yeah. Well, shoot, I'll pick, you know, pick one of the songs that you like the best. Come through.
I know. No, that summer one that me and you, like, a while back.
Yeah.
Cold,
oh, yeah. Yep.
we were like, come
through. I seen you got a new, I think I seen you got a new camera. Did you get a new camera?
Oh, I did. I did.
How is it?
Perfect.
Shoot. Yeah, the new equipment.
Gotta have the new equipment. What's crazy about this thing?
Huh.
Like, you know, I wanted the Lumix GH5 for the longest time, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get it.
Uh-huh.
And then I did my little research, and I'm like, you know, what else can I get?
Uh-huh.
And it was this camera right here, the Canon 80D.
Uh-huh.
And it's got, like, a lot of specs, all that stuff, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, $1,200 altogether. And this guy, literally right down the street, the day after I'm talking about it, he's like, oh, I got to get rid of this camera. I really want to sell it. Like, I'm in a time crunch. And I'm like, okay, like, here's the camera that I've been looking for.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know what, I'm selling it with this lens. And I'm like, guy, I already have that lens. Like, can we, you know, negotiate something? And he was like, boom, I'll let it go for this much. And I said, I was about to tell him he was crazy, but I was like, I'll take it then. I was like,
I ain't gonna argue with you.
Yeah, I am not gonna argue with you. And I went right up. I was like, he was like, can you get it? And I said, now.
And right now.
Right now. And I went right over there because it's a steal deal. Like, if you, like, those who know anything about cameras, if I said how much he sold it for, you would be like,
freaking out.
What? Like, this is a really nice camera for it to be the age that it is and everything. It's perfect. And then, you know, I can put, you know, everything on it. Like, I can finally put my mic on there and stuff like that. It's perfect.
Yeah, you definitely gotta come through. We gotta shoot some videos. Like I said, I got a stash still, but also, you know, by then I'll probably got some new stuff.
Yeah.
So not probably. I will definitely.
You will.
Have
we're
some
gonna
new.
We're gonna put. We're gonna put Rosie on a time crunch.
What you trying to? What you trying to? What's the time?
Let's see. I guess I can give you it's August, September.
All right, let me work on it.
Yeah. We're gonna say September. So
yeah, I got some good beats, a different vibe. So I'm gonna be challenging myself again. So
definitely, you always gotta, you know.
Yeah.
Better than the last, and keep going.
Exactly. I don't like, you can't put me in a box.
Oh,
don't
no!
Don't put me in a box. Yeah.
Put Rosie in a box. Not at all. Like that's not how she rolls whatsoever.
No, like I want to, like, if I hear something and I, you know, I try to practice it and I'm like, all right, cool, I can do this. It's happening. It's happening. Yeah. I'm going to make it happen. You know,
that's how I feel. Like I force, not so much force. It's like I force my
test, kind of test your abilities.
Yeah, I test my abilities. And like, if I can't do it, then I'm like, okay, this is something I need to work on. But if I can do it, that means like, okay, I need to do this and then focus on
I mean, yeah, you done good. Like, just, you know, like I said, you brand new videographer.
Yeah.
I was just like, no, I believe in you. Like, I had a good vibe for me. I was like, no, I want to do this with you. It was like, you know, because we're kind of in the same situation, how they feel about females in females, as well, I guess females, they're always rising up, but they're still like males still dominate our areas. So
like every time I go somewhere now, as far as like event wise and it's like, you know, creatives together,
mm-hmm.
it's always like a whole bunch of males in the room, and it's like, okay, you know, I'm the only one.
Yep. And that's good. You gotta feel special about that too.
Yeah,
you know?
I do. I honestly do. I love it, and I love that people see it though. Like I see people out, and they're like, "Yo, like you're Steezy, right?" And I'm like, "Yo, like, yeah. Wow, you know me." Like,
that's cool. Don't you love that? Doesn't that feel good? It feels really good. Like, yeah. But
people like your Instagram, man. You know, you be doing your thing, and I'm like, okay, well, thank you.
Yep. You shot five videos for me?
Back to back.
We were in it.
I think that was like
every month we shot a video every month, put one out every month.
Yeah. And I think that only started in December because like
we shot Petrified in December.
Petrified.
Put it out in January.
Yep.
Then after that was it Higher?
No, was it Higher?
Passion.
Passion.
Then we shot Passion.
I enjoyed Passion.
Yeah, that was fun.
A lot. And I love that your family was like out there with us. And then the fire and all that, man.
Yeah, that was dope.
That was dope. And that's when, like, if y'all don't know about Alaska, that's when it was dark. So me and Rodney had to find like the perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, we just had to deal with the dark time. Which is, you know, having, you know, you pull past adversities, I guess, in a way. But sometimes it just happens.
Yep.
Turn out still good.
Yeah. Just, you know, learning, growing together, like
experimenting. Every time I was with you, it's a learning process. Like I definitely didn't come in. I came in knowing the basics of what I knew, and then everything else is learning from there. I feel like
you did good. You did good. Yeah.
If you're in this field, you gotta like learn from doing something. And I'm appreciative of you for giving me that chance, because you know, if you can't get out and do it, it's hard to say like, yeah, I can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I'm thankful that you hit me up.
Yeah,
know? Like it was good.
It worked out perfectly.
That's what I'm saying. Like
that way,
it was definitely God. You came in at a really good time because I was really like, you know, kind of getting down on myself. I was like, yo, I haven't put nothing out. Like, the people want to hear from me. They've been asking.
Yeah.
So.
And then after that, people were just like, yo. Robbie, you came out of nowhere. Yep. Like, you got videos back to back, and people would just look at us like, dang, you got another video up? Yep.
Another one.
Like, we working this weekend. Like,
It was every month, and it was
every
over. It was a process, too.
Awesome.
Got a lot of people in the video trying to coordinate everybody's schedules.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
The weather, even.
I want to talk about this one time.
That's hilarious.
So,
go ahead.
I think this, I won't say it's the worst time.
Yeah.
But it was funny, but I was cold. So,
I think we
went up to Alyeska.
It was Portage Glacier. And you know what? We had to pick a day, but guess what? Nobody looked at the weather because honestly, nobody really, like, you didn't think about that. And I was like, yo, Portage Glacier, because my cousin had just, I seen some pictures, because she was just at Portage Glacier, and she was on the lake, and it was frozen.
It was beautiful.
It was so beautiful. I sent Steezy the picture. I was like, yo, let's go here. And that, I think that was the weekend prior.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, let's go here this weekend. Set up everything for everybody to be there. Mm-hmm. Because Lolita was going to... Yeah. Lolita in the video and Yonka.
Yep.
And who was that? My cousin.
Yep,
Melissa. Yeah. And yeah. Who else was... Was there anybody else there?
No, it was just... And Jay, that was it. Yeah.
And like set up, okay, this is where we're going to go this weekend. Yo, it was windy as hell.
We couldn't even get out the car.
Yo, it was windy as hell when we got out to, like, Beluga Point. I was like, yo, you know, like, let's, like, don't listen to me. I don't know nothing about the weather, really. I was like, no. Look, when we go to Portage Glacier, it's going to be better over there. It's not going to be as windy. I don't think so. We get out there and it is worse. Man, it is so windy.
It is raining.
Raining, and the gusts of wind are so heavy.
It was
ridiculous. As soon as they hit, that shit blew me. Blew me over. I mean, like, I know people are like, oh, whatever, you don't weigh that much. Man, I'm 150 at least.
Man, no, that wind was moving. It looked like a part of, like, Twister. If y'all have ever seen that movie Twister, when it's Twister came through the city, it looked like that. And it was like, we were just like, yeah, so let's just head back.
Yeah, that didn't work out. And then her Lolita's windshield got broke.
Like, oh my God.
You know what? That video was the hardest video.
It was.
That one we struggled with the most. Like, I feel like God was like, nope. That's not gonna be good.
We never had a problem with weather. I mean, it was just cold.
Yeah.
We never had a problem with weather or anything, but that was the only time we were like every time we met up, I'm like, yo.
And then the car accident the next time.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Time.
Yeah. I was like, yo, what is this video supposed to be made? Or like, are we not supposed to make it? Like, is that a sign? Is there a sign? Like,
I'm not busting my tail getting out of Lolita's car.
Yo, that was crazy. But we end up doing it.
Yeah.
You know, we had to.
We had to get through some things.
Yeah, and we had to totally switch it up at the end because.
Yeah. Yeah, we did that. Like, and that day. She was supposed to come again, and you know she had something to do. So you
It could, and it was a time crunch because I was just about to leave. And
yeah,
we couldn't reschedule, and it was the last video. So it was a struggle, but you know, came through, and
I mean,
it looks good. Like people love it, and you shot some of that on the iPhone.
On my iPhone, yeah,
yeah, that was cool.
Like, you know what? For this right here. We're gonna get the handy dandy iPhone out. If y'all are afraid to use your iPhone, you're crazy.
Yeah, that was cool though. It turned out really good.
Your phone is in 4K and it can shoot 120 frames per second. I'm pretty sure, like iPhone 7 and above. I have the 10. I have the X.
Yeah.
So I mean, that worked out perfectly. But I did have a little a question.
Mm-hmm.
I think I kind of know, but so what is your creative process when you're making things?
When I'm writing a song. So
yeah.
First, like the first thing I do is go look for the beat.
Okay.
So I go out there, look for the beat. And, you know, obviously I'm basing everything off of feel.
Right.
So if I feel it like in my heart, like, yo, this is it. Or, oh, yo, this is exciting, yo. Like, this is a, you know, this gets me amped. This gets me, like, all these, like, thoughts. And, like, okay, I could really write this. Like, whole bunch of, like, you know, just inspiration. Like, I'm inspired. Yeah. I'm inspired. So it's the beat that inspires me, gives me the feeling. I'm like, okay, gotta think about it. And I just kind of go from there. Like, how it make me feel. I got to come up with the first line. Once the first line happens, it's over. It's over after that. Yeah, so, you know, sometimes, but sometimes I could listen to a beat and love it and just, you know, and I'm probably thinking way too hard. I just can't come up with something.
Right.
And I'm like, I love this beat and I know I could kill this beat. And just sometimes I sit on it, but I've done that before. And I had a, you know, beats for like, you know, a couple years, and then I finally make something on it and it's turned out great. And then sometimes I can get a beat and write a song like real quick, super fast, like Higher. I wrote that song within like, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes or something.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah, like I wrote that real quick.
I enjoy a lot, y'all. I enjoyed Higher. That was one of like the best ones, because we honestly, what we did that was like two lights. We put one in your kitchen and then another red light. We were just, I was just like, Rozzy, this is a red light district.
Yo, that, and it turned out so nice too.
I love that video like so much.
These are all on your YouTube channel.
All on my YouTube channel. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, and I'm really bad with YouTube. Honestly, I enjoyed the podcast way more
than YouTube.
Yeah, than YouTube, because, you know, I'm eventually gonna put, you know, when I got like a couple of spaces I can, you know, rent out for purposes of
doing videos and stuff.
Doing videos and, you know, podcasts. Like, I don't want to be in my, I mean, I guess I could be in my office doing, you know, recording while I'm doing.
Yeah.
So see what I'm doing while I'm doing it with podcasts. But, you know, I want to be in a nice, you know, space where it looks good and all that. So
yeah.
I'm gonna work on
you'll get there. We're gonna get there. Like, we're gonna still do work, you know.
Yeah,
I like I said, I took my little mini vacation getting used to the area and getting settled in. I'm ready to get back at it and, you know, work with you, work with money. You know, I'll definitely be back to Alaska. I was gonna come through next month or even September, but I don't know, I might just wait for the holidays.
Yeah,
so we'll see, because like I need to stay put for a moment.
Exactly. Yeah, you gotta learn to stay put for one place, like where you are now. I understand that's
yeah, because I've been just doing so much, because, you know, I moved down here. I was only down here for a month and maybe a week or two,
and then
I came back and I was at home for a month legit. Yeah. And then
where
I've only
I was like, she's still here.
Yeah, everybody said, did you move back? And I was like, nah, thankfully I could work out of the office in Alaska too. So when I go up there, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't have to use my my PTO or anything. I just travel on the weekend. And
y'all, she got a good job.
Man, that's what you get for pretty much. I've been there for like 8 years.
That's what's up.
That's what you got to do. I mean, but, you know, I do want to wake up every morning and go to the studio. That's what I really want to do. So
honestly, I feel like it's going to come. I feel like it's like with the people who like I know and I've been like linked up with, like, I feel like if me and you, I don't see it happening, but if me and you ever fell off, like, I would hit you up and be like, yo, where are you? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. you need to get back in there, like, for real. Oh, yeah. I do the same for you. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is perfect, though. You know, you're in Alaska. How long are you going to be in Alaska for?
So, I mean, I plan on, you know, like, coming back and stuff, because after this, I promise, I'm not going to make a promise, but, like, I am so, like, oh, I like so bad. Like, you know, I'm in the military, y'all. So I don't know, but I'm in the military, and you know, I'm using, you know, the military for my benefit, for the military, but also when I get out, I want to live the way, you know, I want to live.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why I'm working so hard to do other things that give me that advantage.
Yeah.
So when I get out, I can be able to be like, oh, yo, Rozzy's in Florida. Let me go to Florida.
Yep.
This person's over here. Let me go over here.
Yes.
So I can just be like, I have my business job going on, but now I can be like, okay, I need to get up over here and do some work. Like, that's what I'm striving for, and that's all I want to do. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, because my life goal was always to be, have a home in Alaska, but also have a home that's in a warmer state. I'm already kind of pretty much manifesting that.
You already got half of that.
So, well, I get you. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't matter where you move. Like, if you move, like, we're always going to be cool. We're always going to be working. Like,
and that's the best part, being able to, like, move somewhere else and be like, hey, I saw this spot over here. We need to make a time, you know, like, in the future, maybe a month or so. We can get this, like, this and this together and be like, boom, we're going to work this out.
Yeah. So there's ton, yeah, there's ton of cool spots down here too, like ton, like even just honestly at my pool, I want to shoot a video at my pool here.
Like, you know, we're gonna talk offline.
Like,
we
need to
have a bag of
pool. Yeah, yeah. No, it's for sure. Like, I already know a lot of people here too. Like, we could legit throw a party at the pool.
I'm so ready. Like, after the holidays and all that, I'm ready.
Come through. Yeah, because it's time for me to get back to work.
In Orlando, right?
Yep.
So, Rosie, from Anchorage all the way to Orlando.
Uh-huh.
So you want to tell the people about where your music is and all that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you could look me up on Facebook, Rosie Delgado, R-O-Z-I-D-L-G-A-D-O. You can also look me up on Instagram, Rosie907. R-O-Z-I-I 907. I link all my stuff together. So, you know, on my Instagram page, you could find a link to a music video, which will bring you to more music videos.
Yep.
And honestly, hit me up, message me. I'll send you some music. I might even send you some music that I haven't even released yet, if you want to hear some.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
I hear it now. A genuine artist. That's what I honestly like. I think that of you. You are a very genuine artist, and I've seen artists out here. I've had artists hit me up about stuff, and I just feel like you are one of the most genuine artists I've ever met.
Aww,
you act the same way. Like, how she's acting right now is exactly how she acts when you're in her face. And sometimes you don't get that. People will act a totally different way.
Yeah,
I act the same way. People are like, you're crazy. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but at least you know I'm crazy. You don't, it's not a surprise. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, yeah. if I'm laughing, I'm going to be laughing with you. It's just, uh-huh. You know, I don't know how to be any other way. And I feel like you don't know how to be any other way.
And that's why we're cool. You know, yeah. I like people like that.
Right. Like, you know, everybody goes through everything. It's like, okay, but I understand, you know, but let's get back to it type of thing, you know.
That's
what I love about our relationship, and I cannot wait. I'm going to put your stuff down in the description of this podcast. All your
Yes.
So people can hit you up and all that stuff. Yeah. So, Rosie, I thank you.
Thank you.
So much. I already wanted you on here. We talked about this a long time ago. I was like, I think I want to do interviews and stuff.
You did say that. It's cool.
But I don't know. But I was like, you know, I never thought, I did think about podcasts like a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, back in my other unit, I didn't have time. But now it's like, boom, all I got to do is like hit people up in enough time if they're like out of state or if they come to my house and we just like, you know, do it. And then I post it. And it's so easy.
Yeah. I like doing stuff like this. I think it's cool. I mean, and I feel like it helps. It definitely helps people, like, you know, get to like know whoever you're, you know, interviewing. Or uh-huh. I mean, it helps. It helps people, like, oh, like, I want to check out their music, because I know I should be a little more social on social media, and, you know, because people probably don't even like really know me.
Right.
So, I mean, people know me, but, you know.
It's kind of, I don't,
yeah.
This could be like done. I'm not anti-social media. I have to be on there because, you know, this is my passion and that's how the world is.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like social media. But like, I can't. Like, and when I'm at work, people are always like hitting me up and like, I got somebody talking in my face and somebody talking on social media. And I'm like, what? Like, what's going on type thing? And, you know, it just takes that, I guess, you know, time too.
Yeah.
Sit aside and just be like, boom, let me get all this done right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, move that to the side and then I can do that stuff.
So. Yeah. I like it though. It's good. And like I said, people don't really, like, if you don't talk to me on a daily and like see me every once in a while, something, you don't really know. Like, so I like to, you know, get people get to know me. But, you know, people could talk to me. They can hit me up whenever. I'll talk back. You know,
yeah.
I'm not going to be. not gonna be an asshole.
Yeah, you can talk around me.
I mean, I can be, but for the most part, if you treat me good, I'll be cool.
Hey, you get what you receive.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that way? Yeah.
You get
in some type of way. Yeah, you get what you get out, or something. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, we need to do this again. Actually, we need to do this by the pool. You know, when I get down there, have a video.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the scenes cut with Rozzy on whatever we're working on in the show.
Yeah, for sure. I'm down. Whenever I'm here. I'm here. If I'm not gonna be here, I'll probably be there.
Yeah. Either way, we gonna work it out.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Thank you so much for being on here. I know it was like no, I hit you up and you were just like, yeah. Like sure. I love it. Probably just be like when she can do it, like she will come through and she'll be like, yeah, no, I got you. Like, let's do it. And I was like, you were one of the first people I was like, hey, whenever you get good, like I'm trying to have you on here, man.
Thanks. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I need to get back in the groove. So I was like, yo, I need to do this. So
yeah,
like, you hit me up. I was like, yeah, this was a good jump start to get me back in the groove. Like, get me out of my like vacation state of mind right now.
I don't see how you're out of it. I would be in it all the time. Like, man, the sun's up.
It's really hard not to just like want to go, just like sit and lay by the pool. But I've been doing good. I mean, like hitting the gym. I'm taking a good break from drinking right now, so
yeah,
get focused, bring myself back in, you know,
right,
ground myself right now, like get to riding and everything, like really doing, you know, getting myself healthy so I could make the best lyrics ever.
That's a real artist right there. Taking care of themselves so they can put out what they need to y'all. Take notes. What she just said. You gotta get yourself ready so you can do what you need to do.
Yo, and hit me up. Let's do work.
Yes, hit her up. She is in Orlando, Florida, and I will put her everything, all her Instagram and Facebook in the description. I'll also post your music, the link to your music.
Thank you. And I'll post your stuff too, so people can get to you.
I appreciate you. That's how it works. Definitely gonna do this again. It's all gonna be poolside, y'all.
Yo, we got to do it on the weekend, like earlier in the day too, because I'm like I'm about to she's pass about dead, out.
We are in a totally different time zone, so we gonna wrap it up right here. I know you're gonna go to sleep. I'm gonna go eat. It's the rest of my day. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for hitting me up.
Oh, no problem. All right. We are going to end it right here, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Rozzy.
Yo. Romano, thank you for tuning in.
Yes, the artist. You always know. Peace, love, and be blessed, everybody.
Yes.
See y'all next time.
Thank you.
Peace.
Bye.
Stole her soul, so she called me the bandit. When I'm away, she can't fucking stand it.
I'd be lying if I said she ain't a bad bitch. Better ex gon' tell you she a savage. Motivated and she all about a cabbage. Booty fat and she way above.